Hello, I just wanted to give a little note about the audio in this episode. I recorded it in an airport, so the audio is really not as high quality as I try to always give you. I appreciate your patience, and I hope that you enjoy your visit to my imaginary coffee shop. Thank you. Hello, come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. I'm your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. My imaginary coffee shop is on the road right now, and I'm currently sitting in an airport waiting for a flight to take me to the start of a whole new chapter. You can probably hear the ambient sound in the background. Today's pearl of wisdom is shared by Dr. Barbara Daggett, veterinarian extraordinaire of Rockland Animal Hospital. When I asked her a question about time and space, she kindled a warm fire of inspiration within my mind and heart. I'm glad you've arrived to share this with me today. Here's hoping.
If you could fold space and time in your imagination and either go to a past incarnation of yourself and tell yourself one thing, or go to a future self and ask your future self one thing, what time would you go to and what would you say?
Ooh, wow. I don't think I'd bother the future self.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Well, I think the future self is going to have one up on me anyway, because, you know, she's already going to know it all. I've heard of people requesting on their deathbed to have their body dressed in cap and gown, like they'd finally graduated.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that before. That's so cool.
Yeah. We're done. You're done learning.
I've matriculated.
Right. Yep. Done with this this school. But I guess a lot of my adulthood, and I know I'm not unusual in the opportunity to self-parent, so I guess I would go back to a past self, and maybe in the throes of some of the fear, anguish, maybe when my kids were first born. What did you say? I would ask them or
tell them one thing.
Ooh. I guess I in the interest of time, I might tell myself with my each of my children, well, I'm going to learn more than I ever could have learned, not having had these guys, or jokingly kind of say it's worth it to have these children. So I guess that not that have everybody having children is the most important thing in life, but for me, I think that was when I had the biggest change in my life. And that's probably what I would do. I guess I would go back to when I had each of my kids, especially the first kid, because that's when it was so bizarre being a parent. But that's when I think the most growth was really sparked.
Mm, yeah.
At that point. So, yeah. That's probably what I would.
That's very cool. That is very, very cool.
Yeah. I have two very, very amazing now adult daughters. So
that's very cool. And and it is a ride. It is completely a ride.
Yeah. Wow. Every single gray hair, yep. Right? Isn't that what they say?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man. At the time when I sat down with Dr. Daggett to have this conversation, it was a pretty dark time in my life. And if I could fold time and space and go back to that Catherine I'd say to her exactly what Dr. Daggett said. It's worth it. Keep going. You're gonna be okay. What's a time in your life, God knows all of us have one, when things just seemed so tough, so hard, you weren't sure you'd make it to the next day, and you had no idea what the future might look like? I think everyone has at least a few of those times in their lives. And having that kindness that Barbara Daggett suggests here, of you will learn more than you ever imagined possible. You'll change and be changed and impact and be impacted and grow in ways you never expected and discover parts of your life that are more precious and more meaningful than words can describe. Sometimes the pain will be so intense you are sure you won't make it through another day. Sometimes the darkness might be so intense it's hard to even see or know what's in front of you. Keep going. You can do this. You will learn so much and grow in ways you didn't expect. That's what I would tell myself. What would you tell yourself? How would you support that past you? I think about everything that has happened that has brought me to this airport gate as I sit in the midst of this ocean of people, all traveling to fulfill new stories in their lives. What's the journey that you're on? How will this new chapter in my life unfold? I can't wait to find out. And to imagine that there is a time when each of us can say, oh, I can't wait to find out what happens next. Thank you, Barbara Daggett. What a gift. And thank you for joining me today. I'm so grateful that you're sharing part of your day with me here at my imaginary coffee shop. I'm your host, Catherine Gabriel Jones. Whether this is your first visit or you're a regular, please consider sharing this episode with a friend so other people can find their way to my imaginary coffee shop. If you're interested in having a conversation with me at Here's Hoping, you can send me an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com or reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by the Reverend Dr. Seth Jones, the love of my life. Thank you, Seth. Original artwork for Here's Hoping has been created by Ty Sorex with additional graphics created with Canva. Today, the quote that I'm going to leave you with is from a show on Amazon Prime called The Expanse. It's a really shiveringly perfect quote. I'll share the IMDb page and you'll be able to explore a little bit more about The Expanse and maybe even watch the show. If you like science fiction and you like space and you like cowboys, you might really enjoy this a lot. Here it is. The universe never tells us if we did right or wrong. It's more important to try to help people than to know that you did. And somehow, that just seems really perfect today as I sit in an airport surrounded by people all trying to find their way to the next page in their story. No matter where your road takes you, may you be surprised by joy and experience a pleasant surprise along the paths you walk. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.